Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ring and jingle bells ring.
It's all about Christmas.
And blowing up bushels of fun.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's a pleasure. It's an honor for me to be able to hang out with you on Christmas. And if you're driving, drive slowly, safe travels to wherever you're going. Please be careful. Slow down. Give me 5 miles an hour. It might the life you save might be mine. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's a live broadcast of my 19th live small business live Christmas Day broadcast. I'll get that out in a minute. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're not going to do a lot of small business today. I want to talk about the season and talk about what's going on. Share some thoughts with you. You know, I've been accused of being a Scrooge. Some say I'm a Scrooge, and they might be right. But here are three exhibits, and some call them excuses, in my defense of this indictment of being a Scrooge. Number one, the early part of my career was spent in retail. Although all you retailers, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what that does to your holiday spirit. I've identified a syndrome. You know, there's a syndrome for everything else. Why not one for retail survivors, right? I'm a retail survivor. I call it the PTHSS, post-traumatic holiday shock syndrome. And if you're a retailer, you probably got some of that. So that'll ruin you for Christmas, retail will. Number two, since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I just don't get all worked up about holiday giving. Not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year, let's not lose our heads. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Well, I give people, if I want you to have something, I'll buy it for you in May or August or something. I won't wait till Christmas to give it to you. And you know, all the obligation that we have, it seems like to me, is something else, right? As an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. And if there's one thing that's become part and parcel of the holiday season, it's obligation, right? Well, that kind of makes me say, bah humbug, all the obligation. And here's some examples of what I mean. If someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. I don't. I'll do something nice for them in March. Secondly, after the Christmas cards have all been sent, all the Christmas greetings and messages have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone not on our list, do you rush out to get a card out to them? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world, according to Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, not reciprocating is endearing. Now, it's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, this is an important time in my faith life. And as a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending on our economy is not lost on me. I just don't care for what we self-absorbed narcissistic humans hath wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. So, on behalf of my misunderstood brethren and sistren, because apparently in case there are, I've actually met a few female Scrooges out there. on behalf of all of those folks, let me clear up a few things. Number one, Scrooges are lovable. We're huggable, and yes, even sometimes we're cute. Number two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some Scrooges are actually quite generous, but their generosity is obsessive, and it doesn't come with giggles, and it doesn't come just at Christmas time. Number three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without saying bless their hearts over and over again. So as proof, and to influence an acquittal of the indictment that I might be a Scrooge, I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for us. First, I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season, and of those who perpetuate the silliness. But please, please be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. And then I challenge us to be more generous, more loving, more thankful, and more spiritual all year long. Not just during the holidays, my friends. Imagine what would happen if we all practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day. It might sound something like this. Let's help those people right now, in the middle of July. Think about that, my friends. Many of you are helping people during the holidays. I know you. I know what you do. Small business owners, I know how generous you are. Your generosity is the stuff of legend. The world knows about you. The world knows what a generous and loving heart you have. And so you're helping a lot of folks who need help during the holiday season. You don't want children to go without Christmas, right? God bless you for that. However, and this is what I'm challenging all of us to do more of, because I do the same thing. Let's follow that family all year long. Let's keep up with them a little bit all year long. We don't want to violate the prime directive. We don't want to get too much up in their business. But let's think about those families all year long. Let's check in with them and just kind of see how things are going. And not wait until Christmas. Just wait until Christmas to help those folks out. To me, if you want to make a Scrooge happy, if you want to make a Scrooge enjoy Christmas more than ever before, do that. That's something that I've been doing for a long time. I hope to continue to do, and I'd like to encourage you to do more of. Let's help people all year long, not just when we get the Christmas spirit. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come after these messages. I've got some old messages, very old messages to share with you after these messages. Stay with us. Let's hold
the snow. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.